I repeat. He doesn't turn around, and now I'm irritated. I tug on the sleeve of what I am certain is his ridiculously expensive jacket and achieve my intended goal. He rotates to look at me, the look of controlled irritation etched in his ridiculously handsome face telling me I've achieved my goal. He now feels what I feel, and as a bonus, he now knows that despite my being barely 5'2", blonde and female, I will not be ignored. "I was next," I say.
"I'm in too much of a rush to wait for you to finish playing games on your phone."
"Games? Are you serious?" I open my mouth to say more and snap it shut, holding up a hand to stop him from doing or saying something that might land me in a courtroom today for the wrong reason. "Wait your turn, like the gentleman you should be." His eyes, which I now know to be a wicked crystal blue, narrow ever so slightly before he turns to the counter.
"A venti double espresso and whatever she's having."
Mr. Arrogant Asshole looks at me.
"What do you want? I'll buy your drink."
Is that an apology?
"It's a concession made in the interest of time, not an apology. You were the one on your phone playing."
"I was not playing games. I was working while you were plotting the best way to push around the woman who was ahead of you."
"That's the best you've got? I'm pushing around women?"
"No, you're not pushing around women today," I say. "You tried and failed. I can buy my own coffee." I face the counter. "My usual."
"Already wrote up your cup,"
Jeffrey says.
"It should be ready any minute."
"Thank you," I say. And while I should just move along, I find myself turning to Mr. Arrogant Asshole because apparently I can't help myself. "I'll leave you with a helpful tip," I say. "Since you've been so exceedingly helpful to me today, the phrases thank you and I'm sorry are not only manners 101, but failure to use them will either keep a man single or make a man single." And on that note, I move on down the bar, which has a cluster of people waiting on drinks, but thankfully I spot the corner table I favor opening up. Hurrying that way, I wait for the woman who is leaving to clear her space, and then murmur the thank you that Mr. Arrogant Asshole back at the counter doesn't understand before claiming her seat and placing my bag on the table. Settling into my seat, I have no idea why, but my gaze lifts and seeks out Mr. Arrogant Asshole, who now stands at the counter, talking on his cell phone and oozing that kind of rich, powerful presence that sucks up all the air in the room and makes every woman around look at him. Me included, apparently, which irritates me. He irritates me. And the only way you deal with a man like him is naked for one night, which you end with a pretty little orgasmic goodbye, and that is all. Anything else is a mistake, which I know because I've been there, done that. Once. Never again. It's in that moment, with that thought, that Mr. Arrogant Asshole decides to turn around and somehow find the exact spot where I'm sitting, those piercing blue eyes locked on me. And now he's watching me watching him, which means I'm busted and probably appear more interested in him than I want to appear. I cut my stare and pull out my MacBook, keying it to life, and just when it's connected, I hear,
"Order for Cat."
At the sound of my name, I eye one of the regulars, a 20-something encroaching on 30 who got fired from his job and started some consulting business. "Kevin," I say, and when he doesn't look up, I raise my voice. "Kevin." His head jerks up.
"Cat,"
he says, blinking me into view. I point to my table and the coffee bar. He nods. I push to my feet and, not about to cower over Mr. Arrogant Asshole, who is now standing at the bar with his back to me, I charge forward. I'm just about to step to his side and grab my drink when he faces me, holding two drinks, one of which he offers to me.
"Your drink,"
he says. I purse my lips, refusing to be charmed. "Thank you." I pause for effect and add, "But you're still an asshole." His lips, which I notice when I shouldn't, because he really is an arrogant asshole, curve.
"You have such good manners,"
he comments. "My mother taught me right, manners and honesty."
"I won't argue the accuracy of your statement, considering the fact that I was an asshole."